Hear that? Up there in that tree? Oh, yeah.
Tweet, tweet.
It's me and all my homies love native manu, and it's about to start.
Yes, Etiwi, welcome to Me and All My Homies Love Native Manu. This week we are talking about the tiaki, the saddleback. Okay, I thought there was... I thought there was a bit more noise in that call. Here we go. The tiaki, as always, here to talk with me about our native manu, is the bird man. It's Pete Tonda. Welcome, Pete.
Morena, love. Good to be here.
I'm just laughing because I'm like, I found a really good bird sound, Pete. It's really full. It's got lots of noise.
It lasted for 2 nanoseconds.
Anyway.
Never mind.
Pete, give us a clarification or classification of this manu, please.
Yeah, this is a lot of stuff about this manu. They're endemic, only found here.
Mm-hmm.
Relict, mean bugger all of them, but they are recovering.
Yes.
Because there's been a lot of great mahi done to bring them back from the brink. Previously widespread throughout Aotearoa, but decimated with the introduction of mammalian predators. There are two species, North Island tiaki and South Island tiaki. North Island tiaki got down to one population on Taranga or Hen Island, which is just off the east coast, just south of Whangarei. And that around the 1900s, it was down to that one population.
Yep.
And then in the 1960s, they did a series of translocations and moved the manu to about 18 islands, and that's basically saved the North Island species. Even bigger drama unfolded with the South Island tiaki.
Yes.
Where the manu were confined to Tokihepa Island, or Big South Cape Island.
Which is such a stupid name, Big South Cape Island.
That's part of the Titi Islands. And in 1964, a ship capsized nearby, and rats invaded the island. So they did some really urgent translocations to take the tiaki off and put it on nearby Te Poho o Tairia and Kaimoho Islands, which are nearby. That was done in 1964, and that saved the species from certain extinction.
Amazing.
So both species have basically come back from the brink.
Yep.
And so there's about 7,000 plus manu in the North Island and about 2,000 plus in the South Island.
Yeah, amazing corridor of translocation. Yeah.
And that was a really groundbreaking methodology in the 1960s. And New Zealand sort of led the way in that sort of way of shifting birds around to other islands in particular.
Yeah, of course. And the tiaki is a very ancient manu, part of the wattle bird species, which also included the kōkako and the huia.
Yeah.
But as we know, huia extinct.
Yeah.
Kōkako.
Well, South Island kōkako is extinct.
We've still got the North Island
North Island one.
Yeah.
But their ancestors have been around in Aotearoa for 20 million years.
Amazing.
20 million.
That's a long time.
And so the kōkako...
That's older than you, bro.
It is. Just. So the kōkako diverged about 7 million years ago, and then the huia and the tiaki split about 5 million years ago. You know, the 20 million years and within 100 years of Europeans arriving and mammalian predators, we wipe out the huia and the South Island kōkako and almost wipe out the North Island kōkako and both tiaki species. So we're
it's baffling, isn't
not
it?
Not good.
No, not it's good. Not. But this is a very significant manu to tangata whenua.
Yeah.
It's also known, can be known as the tiaki, te rauiki, te rauiki, te rāwiki, and Pūroro.
That's a lot of different names.
I know,
isn't it?
But they're all quite, those first four ones are quite similar.
Yeah.
But there's a particular pūrako about when Maui and his brothers were trying to slow down the sun to make the days longer, and It's very hot work trying to capture Tamanui Te Ra, the sun, and Maui asked a tiki to bring him some water, and the tiki pretended not to hear. It's a little cheeky bugger. And so Maui grabbed the tiki, and that's why, and his, Maui's hand was very hot, and it burnt the tiki's back. And that's why we call this bird the saddleback, because it's got that red mark on its back.
Such a cool story, isn't it?
Do you want to talk about this Matatua waka?
Another story that when the Matatua waka set sail from Hawaiki, a pair of tiki travelled with the crew and guided them to Aotearoa. And the female was Mamuai and the male was Takarito.
Yeah.
And when the waka arrived in Aotearoa, they left the manu on Kuvia or Ripanga Island. And there's that a beautiful whakatauki about that.
Oh, it says, ka repanga ngā manu mō hoi, ko mumuhau ko takarito. E repanga are the wise birds, mumuhau and takarito. That's awesome.
That's cool, eh?
Where is Kuvia Island, Pete? he doesn't
that's
know.
That's a question. It's off the east coast of New Zealand somewhere.
Okay, we'll go with that. It's also the tiki as an omen bird.
Yeah.
Also seen as a weather forecaster.
Yeah.
And mana whenua are fully involved in supporting the mahi of translocation work, which we'll talk a bit more about soon. But some other whakatauki we come across this wiki, ka mahi koe I te whare o te tiki. What does that speak to, Pete?
You are making a saddleback's nest.
Ooh.
And so the tiki often nests in the kiki, which is a sort of a climbing vine.
Yes.
And kiki is also used for weaving cloaks.
Yep.
So the saying refers to someone who's making a kiki cloak.
I love that. That's so special. Imagine, like, must be so cool to be like, I'm wearing the same clothes as what the tiki nests in. Yeah, that's amazing. And the next whakatauki is mehe waita tiki. What does that speak to, Pete?
Like the bath of the saddleback.
Yes.
And the tiki, you see videos online, they're very enthusiastic bathers.
Yes, and if you haven't seen a video of a tiki bathing, I'd suggest looking one up.
They fully embrace the process. They splash water everywhere. So the saying refers to something that is done too often or overdone.
Yes, yeah.
And that whakatauki is attributed to Kohiri, who heard his uncle scolding a young auntie for the number of love letters she was receiving from a smitten suitor. I think that's a bit harsh on her. She couldn't help being a gorgeous wahine.
Yeah, exactly.
That turned the young man's mind to mush. I've been there.
Shout out Marani. Well, great whakatauki there,
yes,
Pete.
Yes.
We've talked a bit about the red saddle on the back of this manu, but do you want to just talk a bit more how you'd describe and what are the defining attributes of this manu, Pete?
Gorgeous, glossy black feathers with that spectacular orange saddle.
Yep.
You can't mistake them for any other manu.
Not at all.
And then the only visual difference between the North Island, South Island species is that the North Island manu has a thin gold sort of yellow line across the top of the orange saddle, whereas the South Island manu doesn't.
I also read it's quite hard to tell the difference between the male and the female birds.
Yeah.
And
the
only way we can really do it is when we observe their breeding and nesting patterns, the female is incubating the egg and the male is doing all the feeding.
So they're not sexually dimorphic.
Good use of that one there, Pete.
I thought I'd throw that in. So they're about the size of a blackbird. They're not great flyers, but they've got really strong legs.
Yeah.
And they spend a lot of time running at speed at ground level and bounding around trees. But another defining feature are their orange wattles, and all those wattle birds have these fleshy, lobey-type things that hang off the back of their bills.
What is the wattle for?
That's a good question. And it's partly ornamental. and for males, the bigger the better. in terms of defending territory and impressing the wahine. So size definitely matters.
Yeah.
They can sort of puff them up.
Oh, true.
Yeah, but the interesting thing is that they also use to regulate temperature. So
that's
when it's
cool.
hot, they pump blood into them and that helps release heat.
Yep.
And when it's cold, they shrink them to conserve heat.
Wow. So it's kind of like your own personal heater and air conditioning unit.
Yes. And it reminds me of my younger surfing days in the middle of winter when massive shrinkage occurred in the nether regions to the point of disappearance. But after the surf, a couple of hot pies and everything returned to equilibrium.
Oh, my God. Pete Honer. Love that.
I connect to these birds. I relate them
to my
life.
Well, yeah, and I'm sure there's a lot
of
other listeners out there that would...
Oh, any surfer would know exactly
what's going on.
About.
Exactly.
Well, male surfers.
People with penises.
I wasn't going to be that. Right.
And next topic, what do they eat, Pete?
They mostly forage for insects on the ground, but they can also eat fruit and nectar.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting, other manu like the piwakawaka, the fantail, the mohua, the yellowhead, and the kakariki, our beautiful little parrot, they often join in to forage insects together.
Oh.
And they hang around the tieki because they're so enthusiastic. They throw leaf and litter around and they zoom around the foliage. So they're really disturbing all the bugs and flying insects, and the other manu are saying this is awesome.
Yeah, so it's kind
we'll
of
hang about with this manu because
exactly.
it feeds us.
And they don't have to do much mahi.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
It's great.
And in terms of breeding...
Yeah, usual...
What do you want to... What's going on there?
Yeah, usual sort of monogamous lifelong pairs.
A lot of monogamous birds.
A lot of it. Build in the same sort of nest area every year. They breed in spring and summer.
Mm-hmm.
Female builds a cup nest in epiphytes, tree ferns, tree cavities, rock cavities, and in dense ground vegetation.
And I was reading that they build a nest only in the morning. I
thought
that was really beautiful.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Good on them.
Yeah, good on them. Have a rest in the arvo, eh?
Fantastic.
But yes, North Island species laying 1 to 4 eggs.
Yes.
South Island
mostly 1 to 2, but they can have up to 4. And both species can have up to 4 broods per year if the conditions are good.
Wow.
And the females incubate the eggs, but both parents feed and care for the chicks.
Yes, which is how we can distinguish between the male and the female birds.
Yeah, that's true.
As the female birds are the only ones incubating.
Yeah.
And Pete's already talked about it, but introduction of mammalian predators has been a huge...
Yeah,
threat to this manu.
So they don't survive on the mainland.
Yeah,
and so they're basically on a lot of predator-free islands, a few mainland predator-free sort of reserves and sanctuaries.
Zealandia,
yep.
Maunga Tautiri.
Yep. But the proliferation of islands around Aotearoa have really helped save a lot of bird species.
We actually saw some tieki on Rangitoto at the end of last year.
Yeah.
It was really cool. I've never seen tieki in the wild, so special.
And they're on Tiritiri Matangi and Mutuihe and others.
Yeah.
They're fantastic birds.
Yeah.
And genetic diversity is another challenge because they come from low populations. So, you know, there's work to move the genetics around, mix up the birds across different island populations. So you try and maximise that genetic diversity.
Yeah, which must have been hard at the start with only 36 South Island manu.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But yeah, an amazing story of conservation efforts between...
Yeah, fantastic.
I know Ngāi Tahu and Doc, but also, I mean, other iwi in Te Ika Māui, the North Island.
Yeah.
Really glad that this manu is still here with us.
So close to losing them.
Yeah, that's
we've got to really celebrate this. It's awesome.
And you've got a song to play for us, Pete, as always.
Yes, Golden Horse Song, and some connection in there. between saddles and horses. That's like a dad joke, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you are a dad.
Okay, right. The song is Run, 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 because although the Tiaki's a poor flyer, they've got strong legs and they can really run, run, run.
They can. Thanks, yes. Pete. Kia ora. See you next week.
Isn't that beautiful?
That was Me and All My Homies Love Native Manu, only on 95 BFM.